faith is coming. The moment of knowing will come. Gloria calls it when faith boils over. There's no such thing as water that won't boil.
What should you do when you're tempted to quit believing for something to happen? Today, Kenneth explains the process that causes faith to boil over into breakthrough. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go to Romans chapter 10, please. And let's begin reading with the sixth verse. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh. Did you get that? Yeah. Righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Now, this is what righteous faith says, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring the anointed one down from above. Verse 7, or who shall descend into the deep to bring up Christ again from the dead. That's not the way righteous faith speaks. Amen. But what does it say? Faith says the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now listen to me, pastors. Jesus said, believe that those things which you say come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. That's the same thing as we just said here. The word of faith which we preach. You in your church, in your life, you have what you say. In your church, you have what you preach. Amen. Well, I don't know why we're not having any move of the gifts of the Spirit. You're not preaching it. You're not preaching it. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't know anything about it. You got a Bible? Yes, you do. You know more about it than you think you know about it. When you said, I don't know anything about it, that's a bold statement of unbelief. Is the Spirit of God in you?
Yes. Yes.
Then you know all there is to know about it. Yes. You just need to tap into it. Yes. And begin to say, thank God he's teaching me on this. The greater one that lives within me is my comforter and my teacher and my standby and my advocate. And yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Can you see it? Start talking faith. Start preaching faith. Faith in God. As you speak to your faith. Faith responds to your words. My faith is coming now. My faith is growing exceedingly.
Amen.
Now, Gloria and I had just, We had just gone to bed. I was in the bed. She was walking around the end of the bed. And we were talking and been talking about some things. And we were just really excited over some things the Lord been saying to us and so forth. And I had my telephone laying out there in the bed. We was fixing to go to bed with Brother Hagin again, you know. And she's walking around the end of the bed, and the word of the Lord came. And he said, it just came up, I just spoke it. He said, it's wonderful as you pray in the Spirit, expecting manifestations of the Spirit. And I had been confessing, as I do on a regular basis, I give myself to gifts of healings, working of miracles, special faith. I give myself to the word of knowledge in higher and deeper revelation. I give myself to discerning of spirits. Amen. I give myself to prophecy. I give myself to the word of wisdom. And so forth. I yield to it. I give myself to that. And the Lord said, now that is good as you pray in the Spirit and you're yielding and like what I was just talking about then. But he said, you're not paying enough attention to the fruit of the Spirit. The nine fruit of the Spirit stand as foundation and rock under the manifestations of the Spirit. Because if you're weak in the fruit of the Spirit, love, just don't go any further than love. Without that, you just shot all the gifts of the Spirit down. As you know, 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. So, and I began to meditate on that, think about that. And the more I thought about it, I said, well, Lord, how do I do this? He said, you know how to do it. You do it by faith. He said, start speaking to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sure. Start using your faith. Amen. Your faith will respond to your faith. Oh, yeah. See, there's what most people don't realize, you can be very mature in some areas and a crybaby in another. Just undeveloped in one because you just didn't pay any attention to it. Well, start paying attention. Amen. All right. Now, let's continue to read here. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? They can't. And how shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. And how shall they preach except they be sent? They can't. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they all have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you will notice here that the emphasis is on the preached word. Of course faith cometh by reading the written word. Of course it does. Now, I want to touch here on something that Jesse said last night. He read from both accounts. In the Gospel of Mark, the woman that was healed from the issue of blood, for she said. Amen. Now, For she said then within herself, was the other account in the book of Matthew. Which one's right? Both. Both. She kept saying in herself until faith came and it came out her mouth. What is saying in yourself? Meditating. Talking to yourself. Amen. Like one fellow said, is it all right to talk to yourself? Well, of course, every once in a while you need to talk to somebody who's got some sense.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now then, so then faith cometh. No, there's no such thing as faith that doesn't come. Now here again, let me back up a couple of notches. This is highlighting the preached word, but it's not just any kind of preaching. It's the preaching of the word of faith. Amen. So, studying the word. Oh, yeah. Meditating on that word. Yeah. Preach to yourself. That's like I said a while ago. And you can, Brother Hagin used this kind of phrase. He said you can school yourself right into faith.
Yes.
By speaking these words, meditating on them. And, well, I'm not sure I know how to meditate. Oh, yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Amen. That's what worry is. Meditating on the lies of the devil, and fear cometh by hearing, and hearing by the words of the devil. See, it's spiritual law, and it works on both sides. Any two of you shall agree on touching anything they shall ask. It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven, or by the devil. Whichever one you license. And this is the reason you need to be meditating in the scriptures. You need to be hearing at least no less than one CD a day. And you need to not allow scriptures to get away from your eyes. Because faith cometh by hearing. Amen. Incline your ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Why your eyes? Because you need to be seeing yourself well instead of seeing yourself sick.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
And you meditate in it until it changes the image on the inside of it. And if you've been that way a long time, it takes a while to change it. Now, we're working on something here now, okay? Faith cometh. Say that. Faith cometh. There is no such thing as faith that does not come. There is faith that's hungry. It's being starved. Particularly if all it has heard is religious things and religious ideas. Now you're going to have to get it over on the Word of God. So, faith is automatic. Keep feeding it. You can't feel it. You trust the word. It's coming. It's coming. I know it's coming. Praise God, it's coming. I said faith is coming. Faith is coming. Yes, amen, faith is coming. Faith is coming. I praise God that faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. The moment of knowing will come. Gloria calls it when faith boils over. There's no such thing as water that won't boil. Huh? Not if you got some fire under it. You get it up to 100 degrees C, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, she's going to boil at sea level. Amen. It is so predictable that when you go up to Colorado or in the mountains somewhere, and you can get a cooking chart that will, you can advise yourself if you're used to living at sea level or something like that, and you're going to cook some meals, you need to know at what temperature water is going to boil. There's charts. You can find out. You can get recipes that'll tell you how to cook the same thing at 6,000 feet you've been cooking at 500 feet. It is predictable. Why? It is a law. The law of physics. Amen. Now, have I got time to do that? Yeah, I got just a moment here. Would you put up the little blue cup? Faith cometh. Now watch this. How many drops does it take to overflow your cup? One. Watch it. Still feeding it. Speaking the word of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Faith is coming. Now you can't feel it, but you know faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. I said faith is coming. Faith is coming. Just stay with it. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. You're healed. Did you see it? Well, I just don't know why my healing wasn't instant. It was when it came. When that moment came. Why? Because you and what Jesus has done for you became one. Amen. Hallelujah. That really helped me. Just to see that little cup get filled up and overflowing. So it is automatic. Just keep feeding it. It can't be felt, but there comes a moment. Here's the way my spiritual dad, Oral Roberts, would say it. He said, there comes a moment. He said, faith has to come to a climax. He's talking about the woman with the issue of blood. He said her point of contact was the hem of his garment, and when she touched it, her faith climaxed and boom. But it didn't start that day. Amen. She spent some time at this. It sounds like it was all in one day, but it was not. Now, he said this. He said, when it happens, you just know. You know that you know what you know. And you know, it's like when you ask your mama, how'll I know when I fall in love? And your mama said, you'll know. Well, let me tell you, when I saw Gloria Jean Neese, I knew. Ain't nobody have to tell me. I knew. Glory to God. Amen. I knew. Why? Because God designed that. Amen. But now the same thing happens. You start feeding on the Word of God, and you're listening to your CDs, and you're listening to your phone. You're totally immersed in this thing. Don't fool around with a bunch of stuff and dilute it. Well, I just need to watch the news, sweetheart. Them folks will lie to you. Well, I don't watch anybody but Fox News. It's still show business. Now, if I'm going to watch the news, that's where I'm going to watch it. But the Lord said to me, he said, Kenneth, I can't trust you with the news broadcast. I get mad. Can you believe? Can you believe anybody be that stupid? You better forgive them. You better forgive the politicians and the past politicians. Amen. If you have to, go all the way back to the Civil War and forgive them. Political correctness is a serious form of judgment. Judging people for what they do and what they say and all of that. You better duck that like you on a... Well, I don't have time to get any deeper into that, but you know enough by now to know that. Faith comes by constant, careful, diligent, reverent, prayerful study of God's Word and feeding on it, meditating on it. What does that mean? What are you doing? Well, you look there and it says, Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we should be dead to sins and live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, how do I meditate on that? Well, I begin to think it. I start thinking. Now that I'm healed, what do I do now? Now that I'm well, glory to God. My physical body's not paralyzed anymore. What do I do now? Oh, glory to God. What do I do now that I'm no longer bound to this chair? What do I do now? How do I, oh, Lord. And so you start thinking about it, and it doesn't come easy. Because something you've been in for quite a while, the longer that situation has been there, then the more training your own consciousness has, you close your eyes, you still see yourself that way. But if you begin to meditate on those words, the words of Jesus, and you begin to close your eyes, and it may take you a while, you meditate on that and you start seeing yourself running. You start seeing yourself. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? And that image on the inside will begin to take over your consciousness and start feeding your faith. And I don't know. I've never had it to gradually happen to me. It just seemed like one day, and there it was. Well, it's like the little cup. One day it ran over. Did you ever watch a pot boiling? You know those little tiny bubbles that come up in there? The little bitty ones. Did you know that's boiling? It doesn't have to be going. I mean, it's working. The little bubbles are there. Glory to God. You got the little bubbles working on you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You begin to see yourself with it. You begin to talk about it. You begin to talk to other people about it. And they say, you're crazy. Yeah, well, that's all right. I'm enjoying it. I'm out of them. They say, you're out of your mind. Yeah, and it's good too, brother. Hallelujah.
I know what it's like to believe God and stand and feel like you've been standing a long time waiting to see something go from faith to sight. I know what that's like. I know you know what it's like. And that's why this broadcast today gives you this encouraging reminder, don't lose heart. Just stay with God. Stay with the Word. Keep filling yourself with the Word of God. Trust in Him. Trust His faithfulness. Trust His goodness towards you. Trust that eventually what can't be seen right now will be seen. That's the spirit of faith. And we have this gift that we want to give to you today. It's this little mini book called The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith by Gloria Copeland. And you and I, we've got to develop in this kind of faith, the spirit of faith that perseveres and brings you out of every single test, out of every single trial. That's faith that pleases God, faith that just stays with it, faith that just won't quit believing. So if you want this little book, all you need to do is call us, or you can visit our website to request your free copy. Let me say something right now to those of you who have been a part of this ministry with your giving, your sowing, your financial seed into this ministry. We want you to know that you have caused thanksgiving to abound to God. You know that scripture? You and what you've done by being a faithful partner with this ministry, you have caused people here, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, our whole family, this entire staff, to lift up our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for bringing us people all over the world who would get involved in the outreach of this ministry, the outreach of this television ministry, the outreach of these conferences and services and conventions, ministering in churches, ministering in prisons. You're a part of all of that. Every time you sow a seed, you are a part of that, and there is a harvest and a reward and a blessing for it all. That's why we're in agreement with you today. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless those who have sown into the outreach of this ministry. We come into agreement with them right now in the name of Jesus, and we call them blessed. And we believe that everything they set their hand to do is prospering in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for watching this broadcast today. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
You're walking around with a miracle in your mouth. You're walking around with the glory of God in your bosom. You're walking around with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when you stand up and say, I am free by the power of the Most High God, Jesus said, that's right.
February 28th through March 2nd, this winter, join Brother Copeland on the mountain at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2018 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 4th through 5th, register now for the Radiant Women's Conference at the Marriott Hotel and Golf Club in Fort Worth, Texas. May 18th through 19th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Nibos Coliseum in Avenida Aviacion, Lima, Peru. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit our website, kcm.org, and feed your faith with the Word of God. You can request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.